With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Clean water activists with Blue Water Baltimore this month released the most recent report card on the health of Baltimore's harbor. They found that water quality had actually worsened in 2015, falling to a 51% rating, an F grade, compared to a 53 in 2014. Here's David Flores, the Baltimore Harbor waterkeeper.
We did not see improvement, frankly, in the bacteria levels in the harbor and the Jones Falls and Gwynns Falls. They still remain really high, both during dry and wet weather. And as a result, our waterways are not safe for contact.
This is newsworthy in the context that Baltimore, over the last decade, has spent almost $1 billion, tripling local sewer and water rates, with the goal of solving this problem by fixing its leaky sewer system. $1 billion spent by the Baltimore Department of Public Works, but no evidence the water is any cleaner. Back in 2002, the U.S. Department of Justice sued the city because its century-old sewer system was releasing so many millions of gallons of human waste into the harbor and Chesapeake Bay that it was a violation of the Federal Clean Water Act. To settle the lawsuit, then-Mayor Martin O'Malley signed a consent decree that committed the city to stopping all sewage overflows and spills by January 1st, 2016. That deadline came and went, but Baltimore continues to intentionally dump sewage into the inner harbor down the Jones Falls. For example, on February 24th, the city released more than 12 million gallons to relieve pressure from a cracked pipe system that becomes overwhelmed when it rains. All this raises questions for Flores.
What's happened over the past 14 years? What has been raised in the way of revenue? What has been spent? What has it been spent on to fix this problem?
Baltimore Sun reporter Scott Dance published an investigation on Sunday that found that almost 5,000 city residents last year reported sewage from the city's overwhelmed pipe system backing up to flood their homes. Here's Dance.
A woman sued the city saying that she was blown off her toilet by the force of a sewage backup, and that was another one that really got me interested in this story.
City public works officials declined to be interviewed, but they said in an email that some of these backups are not the city's fault, and that the city is now finally making progress in its long-delayed upgrades to its antiquated sewer system. For example, 2 weeks ago, the city signed a $4 million contract with a pair of companies working to fix a misalignment of a 12-foot sewer main, which has been causing a 10-mile sewage backup under the city. That so-called headworks project should be finished by 2020 and allow the city to close its remaining two sewage overflow relief pipes on the Jones Falls, eliminating 80% of the sewage overflows, city officials said. There is one part of the problem the city could solve instantly and at no cost if it wanted to. When Baltimore releases sewage into the Inner Harbor's main tributary, at least two-thirds of the time, it refuses to obey a state law that requires public reporting to the press and local residents of large sewage overflows. The state and EPA should start requiring the city to follow this public disclosure law and be more open with city ratepayers who worry the city is flushing their money and the city's waterfront and neighborhoods down the sewer. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.